Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, wherever Dua Lipa plays a concert, she does a cover version by a local band, and last week she was playing in LA, and the song she picked to do was The Chain from Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours, kind of regarded as one of the great albums of all time, one of the biggest selling albums of all time. 50 years on, it keeps being discovered by new generations. So to tell us why, I'm joined now by Fleetwood Mac fan and our Dua Lipa, I think. Lyra, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So Lyra, actually, funnily enough, I was at Katrina O'Sullivan's play Poor during the week. They sang a load of songs from Rumours on it. Then I was out with a kid, she was wearing a present for a friend, and what she bought her was the vinyl of Rumours. You're probably somewhere in age between the two of those people. Why are you such a fan of Rumours?
Well, I was reared on it. Basically, my mum was a massive fan and my older sister, so like it was kind of like my childhood tracks. And then now that I've developed as an artist, it's something that I always go back to because they're classic songs with classic songwriting. So it's just always going to be around, isn't it? Let's be honest. If you're going to create something that good, it's not going to disappear.
Yeah. And of course, we have soap opera in music now, Taylor Swift dissing Charlie XCX and other people in songs last week. But the soap opera behind the songs in Rumours was kind of way more intense, wasn't it?
I mean, that was pretty juicy, wasn't it? Let's not lie. That was pretty good. It was like living out the drama. It was like the Kardashians in an album. I mean, I was loving it and living for it. And the documentaries and everything, you really get to kind of like go back into that. And, you know, us, all us songwriters love writing about love and heartbreak, and we do it, but we don't ask our ex-boyfriends to feature on the album or play the bass or play this, that, and the other.
Yes, so they were doing their breakup songs and then singing them together. Do you put like the real raw stuff into your songs? Like, do the people know who you're talking about?
Yeah, they do. Like, especially, you know, my song The Ending, I'm pretty open and honest about what was happening in my relationship and that my ex-boyfriend dumped me because he said, I need someone I can have an intellectual conversation with. So that is the finishing line of the song. I mean, I feel like as an artist, you have to go deep into your personal life and let the audience in, because at the end of the day, they're on the journey with you. So why not be like, right, let me tell you about my ex-boyfriend. Why not?
Okay. Do you cover Fleetwood Mac, but Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17 live. Do you? Does that still go down well with audiences?
That is literally like a firebomb explosion when I sing it online. When I sing it on stage, loads of people, like the second they hear the intro, they're like, here it is. She's coming out to play. The bad dancing is about to start. And they go wild for it. And it's kind of fun for me as well, because I love Stevie Nicks. I've always loved Stevie Nicks. So it's nice for me to come out of like my Lyra bubble and just sing somebody else's song and have fun with it.
But then, no, on the other hand, as a new artist trying to break through with new music, it's often like TikTok or TV shows bring all this old boomer music back. With young people listening to all that Fleetwood Mac and everything else, does it make it harder for you to break through with new music?
You know what? I was thinking about this, and it's so interesting to, you know, sit back as an artist and really digest that question, because, you know, it's a kind of a yes and no. Like, it is, because you're never going to compete with the likes of The Chain. Like, they're iconic songs and they're iconic for a reason. But I also quite enjoy it, because it really makes us artists nowadays do our best and try our best and not just write for a trend or write for a 30-second TikTok reel or, you know, stuff like that, not just do something that's diluted. It kind of makes you be like, this is the standard I want my music to be, so I need to dig a bit deeper, work a bit harder. So I'm kind of enjoy it,
yeah,
in a weird way.
You're up there on Spotify next to all the immortals, like, and it's as easy to choose them as you for people, I suppose. Yeah. Are you influenced by Fleetwood Mac in writing your songs?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's so random that this has come up at this point, because I'm writing my second album and, you know, Lyra, the debut, was very much influenced by the greats like Sinead O'Connor, Dolores, Enya, like, you know, all those Sia.
Yeah.
And I'm really revisiting my roots of Fleetwood Mac for my second album, because I love storytelling and it's something that I really want to get back into. I feel like maybe a few of my songs I went a bit more commercial, which I loved doing, by the way, but I really want to get back to my roots and something that, you know, wanted me to get into music, and Fleetwood Mac have a massive part in that. So I have been harping on about it for ages, and I'm finally actually going to do it.
Okay, excellent. We look forward to that. And Larry, you're touring all over the country from next Thursday. You've stops in Killarney, Cork, Dublin, among others. Full details are on lyra.ie. What's your favourite Fleetwood Mac song, by the way?
It would have to be The Chain. I mean, when you hear that bass line, you're like, that's it. I'm singing along. I don't care where in the world I am or where I am in public or not. I am belting that out like there's no tomorrow. It's classic. Oh.
Okay, well, we're not going to play that. We're actually going to play Go Your Own Way from This Is From the Rumours album. Lyra, thanks a million.
Thanks a million, love.